And there we go. So I go 3, 2. This is Jim Calvin welcoming you to another episode of Columbia County Fair on the Air. And our guest is the Vice President of the Columbia County Fair, Mr. John Kraft. Hi, John.
Hi, Jim.
John, as Vice President, you're also the entertainment chairman. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So
Been
you
doing
have
it for over 20 years.
Oh my gosh. So I'll bet you have like 60,000 helpers who have suggestions as to who to find to entertain us at the
Every year, we always get extra help for that.
fair. It must be a challenge to strike the right balance between performers that people say they'd like to see year after year versus a desire for fresh faces and fresh sounds and so forth. Is that true?
That's so true, Jim. Over the years I've learned there's a balance to all this, and there's people that want to see the tried and true, as simple as the racing pigs or the petting zoo or our heritage building where they're hooking rugs and tie flying for fishing, or the antique farm equipment. And then you've got the Painted Pony Rodeo on Monday, which is an annual event that everybody goes crazy over. We even have the Ghent band on Monday that we get a large crowd for, where people want to hear the old traditional parade type music. We've got the 72nd Firefireman's Parade on Saturday. That is always a crowd pleaser. So we've got the main stage, and then we sprinkle in new acts as we go. We in our entertainment area, we've got the Beaks, who are brand new, coming to us on Saturday night. And then we have our fan favorite, Joey AD, down in the beer pavilion at same time, 6 to 10 on Saturday. Sunday, we got Joey AD back up at the upper beer pavilion. Monday, we got Jared from 1 to 4, and then Acoustic Rye. All very popular local bands that people enjoy and come to the fair just to see them.
And who's the headline entertainment for this year?
Jared Neiman is our headliner. We're very happy to have Jared on available to us and to be able to coordinate his routing to get to our fair this year. Jared's got over 60 hits on the record albums. Most notably, and the most popular, is "Lover, Lover." He did that years ago, and it's just a fan favorite.
You want to sing us a few bars of that?
I'm not too good at
Oh,
singing, but "Lover, Lover," "One More Drinking Song," "Drink to That All Night Long," "God Made a Woman," all those were in the top 50 when he brought them online.
And when is Jared Neiman performing?
Jared Neiman's performing at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Sounds like a great show. The fair hasn't changed its policy about not charging extra fees for admission to the grandstand to see a show like that.
We are one of the very, very few that do not charge extra on top of admission and/or parking for access to the entertainment on our grandstand. We're very proud of that. We have fantastic sponsors to help offset the cost so that our local patrons can come and enjoy all the acts that are on the main stage. I have some really new, exciting things this year that we haven't had before. On Wednesday night, we're going to have the first ever street truck pull, where amateur drivers with their own trucks come off the street, hook up to a sled, and pull it as far as they can for bragging rights of Columbia County. So, getting a lot of good feedback from the locals on that, and we're looking for a great night on Wednesday night for that.
So I'm getting my Dodge Ram revved up for that event.
There.
So I can come and do the pull and create a lot of dust and dirt and grime and hopefully cheering from the adoring
Yep,
crowd.
the crowd will love it. And then immediately following the street truck pull on Wednesday night, we're going to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the America. And we were going to have fireworks at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. on opening night. That's Wednesday,
September 2nd.
Yeah, very good. What am I
hearing?
I
got one more big, I guess actually I have two more big things.
Okay.
So two more big new attractions here during the fair is the Ultimate Air Dogs. And if you love dogs, you love animals, you're going to get a kick out of this. This is where the Ultimate Air Dogs will group will come in. Their dogs are trained to leap off a dock into a pool and, you know, catch a toy or whatever. But they're all in competition on who can jump the farthest. And it's just been a crowd pleaser for a couple of years now. We're very fortunate to have them come on board. They start on Friday, and we'll see them right on through the weekend.
They leap off a dock into a pool. Is that the way it works?
A pool of water. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
All right.
And then the other one is we're going to have a stilt walker dressed up as Uncle Sam walking around the fairgrounds. And entertaining people with juggling and just having interaction with all people of all ages.
Good. Now, you've got a smaller venue, the Northgate Stage. What sort of attractions are taking place there during the fair?
All right. Up to the Northgate Entertainment Barn. That's what we're calling it now.
Okay.
We've got AVI, the hypnotist. He is just a barrel of laughs. He gets people to go up there and does all sorts of sketches with them. And, you know, people that think they can't be hypnotized all of a sudden are dancing to Madonna or singing like Madonna and all crazy stuff like that. Our other entertainer up on the Northgate Entertainment Barn is Citric James. He's a professional magician and illusionist. So he's got just a lot of high impact magic type shows that is great for the kids. And then, you know, after the show, he comes out in the crowd and shows kids different things and talks to them. And then last but not least, Magic Ben, the winner of Canada's Got Talent. He is just mind blowing with his talent with card tricks and sleight of hand. He'll have you wondering all day long how he did it. So he'll be there.
Is the Columbia County Talent Show still in the equation?
Yes, Columbia County Talent, Got Talent, is on Wednesday starting at 5 p.m. this year. And then the winners will be announced by 9.
Very good. I lost it. The Upper Entertainment Garden, is that what it's called?
Yes.
And what sort of bands and performers you have planned there?
So up in our upper beer entertainment area, on Thursday, we got Alan Azam. They're a jazz duo, does a great job. On Friday, we've got Sideshow Willie, a great local band from 6 to 10. On Saturday, we have The Beaks, who is a brand new group that will play in from 6 to 10. On Sunday, we got Joey AD from 6 to 10. Monday, we got Jared, a longtime favorite of Columbia County, from 1 to 4:30. And then wrapping up Monday night, we've got Acoustic Rye from 6 to 9. And I missed one entertainer that is really special.
Who's
that we've got to come back is October Rose. We brought them out a few years ago. It's a husband and wife duo. They were in New Jersey area and they came up and played for us immediately. They got wedding parties to play for from the Columbia County area. We struck up a long-term friendship. Now they're in Nashville, Tennessee, working with some famous entertainers, but yet they've come back to Columbia County because we got them their start with county fairs. And we're looking to have them back on September 5th from 1 to 5.
Excellent. John, you've been in this business for quite some time, over 20 years, you say?
Yep, 25 years.
25 years. And this fair is in your blood, isn't it?
That's right. Grew up with it with my father. He was on the fair board for over 30 years, doing the harness racing.
And I'll bet you think a lot of him this time of year.
Definitely brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah. Well, we're coming down the stretch run toward the opening of the fair. The Columbia County Fair is September 2nd through the 7th this year, and loads of entertainment, as John Pratt has told us, and we look forward to seeing everyone. And John, we wish you and your colleagues a successful fair.
Thank you very much, Jim. Pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for being with us. Good, good job.
Right.
I appreciate you taking the time, and I don't know how you have all that stuff in your head, who's playing where, but thank God you do it, because we'd be lost without you. So thank you.
I make a spreadsheet every year and submit it into Laura,
Yep.
and I just you just memorize it,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. All right, Jim. So we don't have to do a take and retake and then retake
No,
the
no,
retake and take
no.
the take and all that.
No, I've become pretty good at editing the audio and taking out all my mistakes and errors and hesitations. So I got us both covered there.
Good. I appreciate
Okay.
that. All
Thank you,
right.
John.
Thank
Have a
you,
good
Jim.
night.
Yep.
Bye
Goodbye.
bye.